A month ago, France brought about 600 Syrian and Iraqi refugees over from Germany, putting them into a fast-track asylum process. They were given temporary housing throughout the Paris area. One group of about 90 people was, and still is, put up in the dormitories of a sports and leisure center in Cergy, north of Paris. Ali, a 37-year-old father of three from Damascus, is one of them. When I met him a few days after he arrived in Cergy from Munich, he had a cold, he was worried, and a bit skeptical about France's promises. Today, a month later, he has a temporary visa and should be getting a 10-year residency card soon. It all happened very fast.
So quickly, in 3 weeks, it's like a dream. They told us after 1 or 2 months, they give us the card for 10 years.
And at what point, so I remember that you have a wife and three children, right, back in Damascus?
That's my problem now.
Because there's no French embassy in Damascus, the paperwork to get his family here needs to be done in neighboring Lebanon. But Ali is having trouble figuring out what to do.
I need someone from here to talk with the French embassy in Beirut. I don't know who wants to talk with. That's my problem now.
You can't be the only person in this situation.
Yeah, we are many. We all ask about that. Most of our Syrian people ask for this. That's our problem now. But I think in a few days they tell us what to do or what solution.
It seems like things are slowly but surely falling into place for you.
Yes, it's really strange. It's like a dream, you know. In 1 month I have all these things. It's really... When I was in Germany, they told us that in 1 month you will take your paper. In 2 or 3 months, you'll bring your family. That's what it told me. I don't believe, to be honest. But now I believe.
Has anybody left?
There's, I think, two people have left. They're back to Germany. They're crazy to me. Situation is great. Everything is more better than Germany for now. I love Germany. I love to stay in Germany, but situation there is... uncomfortable. My friends, they're still in Germany. They're there maybe for 4 months and they don't know anything till now. They stay in house and they have money, okay, but no paper, nothing. They don't know nothing. It's maybe before 1 or 2 years, the situation there is not like that. But now, I'm telling you, there's maybe millions of us there. Really hard. And not Syrian and Iraqi. There's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, many nationality there.
And so when you tell your friends in Germany what you're getting here in France, are they very jealous?
Yes, and actually they ask me how we can get in France. I tell them it's not possible to go alone. For us, we come with the French government, not by ourselves. So many of them is maybe looking for the French people or to ask where, how we can go to France.
So things are looking up for Ali. He has a visa and should be getting more permanent housing soon. But he's the beneficiary of a special fast-track process, and he's very aware of the lucky situation he's in. Most others are not so lucky. Asylum seekers arriving in France the regular route can hope to secure a spot in a CADA, an asylum seeker welcome center. It's a bed, but also psychological care and administrative support to put together the asylum application, which is essential to ensure a positive outcome. But there are only 30,000 spots and 65,000 people apply for asylum in France each year. And as a result, a lot of people find themselves without housing. 1 out of 5 people end up on the street. Charities have moved in to try to help these people. The Jesuit Refugee Service has a program called Welcome, which connects asylum seekers with host families across the country willing to put them up. Until a few weeks ago, it was working with only a handful of host families. In the past few weeks, though, there's been a surge of volunteers. RFI's Frédéric Lebel went to meet one of these families in the Lyon area. Claire and Michel is a retired couple living in a suburb of Lyon.
Bonjour, Suleiman.
Suleiman opens the door to their apartment. A 23-year-old from Kabul, he arrived here just 2 days earlier.
Déjà, lorsqu'une famille me fait confiance... Alors qu'il me connaît pas du tout.
The family already trusts me, he says, even though they don't know me at all. I feel calm and at ease. I feel at home.
Je me sens comme chez moi, quoi.
Claire, a former social worker in a prison, admits she was nervous when she found out that Suleiman was from Afghanistan. She went online and came across pictures of Afghan women wearing burqas.
J'avoue que je me suis dit, oulala, oulala, comment Suleiman va-t-il vivre?
I must admit that I said, oh my, how will Suleiman experience our gender relations in our society, she says. Will I be able to be myself? Will he be shocked? He wasn't, and he's had experience with France before. Suleiman left Kabul after receiving threats because he worked as a translator for the French army.
C'était écrit le mot traître sur ma voiture.
The word traitor was written on my car, he says. He received threatening phone calls, many from unknown numbers. He came to France hoping to ask for asylum. Instead, he found himself homeless.
Je fuis Kaboul pour ne pas être tué par des groupes extrémistes.
I left Kabul to not be killed by extremists, he said. And here I find myself living on the street, maybe getting killed by the cold. He slept in parks, under bridges, if he was lucky, in a tent.
Je croyais pas qu'en France, on est dehors.
I didn't expect to be living outside in France, he says. He was shocked. As a single young man in good health, Suleiman was at the back of the line to get housing. That's where Welcome comes in. Marie Bernadette Caro is the network's coordinator for the Lyon area. Until just a few months ago, she managed only about 20 families willing to take in asylum seekers. But now everything's changed.
On est, mais...
We've been overwhelmed with proposals. We're really facing an enormous wave of generosity. For now, we're trying to manage all these families who are offering to help. We've never seen anything like this.
She says the goal is not to just give these asylum seekers a roof. It's also to make ties.
De faire connaissance avec la culture française.
It allows them to get to know French culture, to build up a network, and get an idea of French society, to get to know the habits. We've got people who were given a key to an apartment, and they've never even seen a lock or a key. Some have never eaten with a knife and fork. And of course, we have intellectuals. There's a bit of everything.
And
we can teach them about French culture and give them a network of contacts, and often friends.
Et souvent d'amis.
Voilà, les assiettes là.
It's dinner time, and Claire tells Suleiman where the dishes are to set the table. Even after a day living together, they're already navigating cultural differences.
Hier soir, on m'a demandé, est-ce que tu manges du porc? J'ai dit, non.
Yesterday, Claire asked if I ate pork, says Suleiman, and I said no. Claire had planned to make stuffed tomatoes.
J'avais de la farce avec un petit peu de porc.
She said the stuffing had a bit of pork in it, so she made a separate dish with pure beef for Suleiman.
Avec de la viande hachée, pure bœuf.
He's feeling more positive about the future than he has in a while. The day before, Michel accompanied him to the University of Lyon.
Je cherche pour avoir une place à l'université.
I'm looking to enroll in the university, he says. I want to study management or technology.
Je suis aussi intéressé au football.
I'm also interested in football. Claire knows that helping Suleiman feel at home is just a small act for one person. But she believes such things add up. She recalls a story of a hummingbird who brings a few drops of water to put out a big fire. Someone asks, what's the point? And the bird says, I did my part. That's the way I see it, says Claire. I know that putting up Suleiman and others isn't going to solve the refugee crisis, but for me, it's about solidarity and it's essential. Suleiman will stay for 4 weeks and then move to another family in the network until he can find more stable housing. Reporting for that story was done by RFI's Frédéric Lebel. Now, groups like this are not going to solve the problem, of course. France already has a housing shortage in general, and now it needs to house the additional 33,000 extra refugees it's committed to welcoming in the next 2 years. The government hopes to free up more spots in the CADA, the asylum welcome centers, by reducing the waiting time for an asylum application in half to 9 months instead of 18. Empty buildings are currently being taken over, officially, like the leisure center where Ali, the Syrian from earlier, is living, or unofficially, in the form of squats. And there are plans to offer social housing in underpopulated regions of France to asylum seekers. There are currently 77,000 unused social housing units throughout the country. For Radio France International, I'm Sarah Elzis.